T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I just want to thank you all. So this is a special time for Conan. And we really appreciate it. And I was told about the breed. I was told about Conan himself. And Conan is a tough cookie.
That's President Trump honoring Conan, the hero dog. I don't know if that's like Conan the Invader or the comic book character, right? Remember the Schwarzenegger
Conan
thing? Just Conan. You'd think it's just Conan. Yeah. Not not the comedian.
No, like
just
O'Brien.
The dog. Anyway, great to see the president do that. Hey, we're fortunate to have Senator Roy Blunt in studio with us this morning. In town, I imagine, for the NGA groundbreaking today, right?
Well, I am. I'm here for that. I was down in St. Genevieve yesterday and here for a couple of things. St. Genevieve talking about moving forward with the National Historic Park that we're going to create there and have created, but we're now getting to the point where going to be able to put the signage up in the next few months and some things like that. But the NGA facility, what a great opportunity for where it's located in North St. Louis, right there on the edge of the Pruitt-Igoe failure of the federal government decades ago now, keeping that big payroll that's been in South St. Louis for 70 years or more in our city, but also, Mark, something I didn't think about when we were fighting hard to be sure that we kept that workforce and those critical national security jobs here, the growth of the whole geospatial part of the economy, driverless cars, all those things are clearly out there and are going to happen at some time in the future. Means that's going to be one of the fastest growing parts of the economy. I think that geospatial part of the economy is kind of looking for somewhere to latch onto as a place where they can have the kind of support and workforce they need. They're going to have the big GEOINT convention here in St. Louis in 22 and then in 25. So, frankly, the potential for other jobs that relate to geospatial opportunities greater than I would have thought it would have been 10 years ago when we started looking at the fact that we're going to have a new facility. There are going to be lots of competition for that new facility. Let's see what we can do first to keep it in Missouri, and secondly, let's see what we can do to get multiple impact. And I don't think you could have had more impact in the future with this facility than where we're breaking ground today on that 97-acre spot just north of the Pruitt-Igoe site.
Yeah, there's a great picture of the artist rendering what it's going to look like with the downtown in the background. You know, probably what hasn't been talked about enough, I just read an article this week on the space race between the United States and China, and a facility like this that's going to be really cutting edge, I'm sure, technology-wise, is going to play a role in that.
Well, it'll be cutting edge technology-wise, but it's really so much of our daily overhead architecture, both for our national security architecture. You know, it's this location right here in St. Louis when Osama bin Laden was brought to justice, that watched this tall man walking in the garden every day, that came up with a mock-up that the SEAL team could look at what the outside of the facility looked like, their best guess of what the inside of the facility looked like, the using what doors, what happens. That's the kind of thing that they do. But they also, if you're in the air in an airplane, if you're on the ground using GPS, if you're anywhere involving geospatial, this facility and the other federal facility in Springfield, Virginia, are really the place where the federal government helps make all of that happen.
Yeah. You know, I got a tour of that place one time when it was down by Anheuser-Busch, right, where it sits now. Uh-huh. And just so people are wondering if they really needed a new facility, there are buildings that have been there since the Civil War. I mean, on the facility where they are now.
And I think the new building was built in 1950 with an addition in 1970, and long before we had the security considerations we need to have now. And it's these jobs are going to go somewhere, and I'm so pleased they're right here. I think it has a lot of potential. I think there's going to be a lot of that young workforce that starts to work there. That the idea of living downtown is going to be a big thing. Now, 20 years after they've started to work there, they may want to live somewhere else. But, you know, the person who I worked with who made the decision on final location said one day, he said, I need to really be thinking about not where the current workforce wants to go, but how we're going to recruit best that next workforce. So I think you could see lots of sort of car optional, ride your bike to work, downtown living. And when you look at that fairly narrow gap between downtown St. Louis and where this facility will be, I think you're going to see first a lot of economic activity in that space and then a lot of economic activity sort of hubbing around this place where a $250 million annual payroll comes in every day. I think that means dry cleaners and grocery stores and gas stations and restaurants.
Wow.
And a lot of jobs that won't be the jobs the government's paying for, but the jobs that result because of that.
Senator Roy Blunt, our guest in studio here with us, and we're going to have to get to a break here at the top of the hour. He's going to hang around and spend some time with us here after the break. And I'm thrilled to do it because you get to go to the NGA this morning and spend some time with Adam Schiff. I see Congressman Schiff's going to be up there this morning.
Well, I you know, he's on the Intel Committee in the House. I didn't know he was coming until yesterday, but I'm glad to see the Intel Committee actually doing some Intel work.
Well said, Senator. Listen, we're going to get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. Senator Blunt's going to hang around, spend some time with us after the top of the hour. Our friend Chris Arps will be in here about to 8:20 or so. And we'll talk about some more of these local issues and maybe the gun control issue they're pushing with Governor Parson. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.